And now we're reconnected to the Edcast. No, not Icecast. So, let's see. We're going to try this again. Call us local host. And it's running, so now we'll connect. See what okay, now it's connected. Yay! Okay. Yeah, we just connected, so we can resume the show. So, anyway, it's our mix. Oh, wait, no, we don't have a copy of the Winamp running, so we gotta do that. Okay, now it seems to be working. New. Play, URL, mix. Got that. Okay, so now. See what happens. If you do enable live broadcasting, it should work. And now it works. Okay, now, I shut down everything, and, get this going. Oh, here we go. This is a pretty good parody. I thought it was a pretty good parody. So wait, this has to go up to 50. And, yeah. This is the Live in Japan version.
Fire hazard there. Smoke. week, Blair couldn't listen and call in. And mention the compression, so they wouldn't tell Blair to sit and spin. And I didn't have content to use for Mark that. Maybe I could find some vintage content from a show with Dean Pratt. Oh, from the mixer, the fire hazard's there. Oh, from the have a really old laptop, and you don't need it anymore, but someone else could make use of it. It would be wasteful to throw it out, and you could donate it to Goodwill. But there's an option we should not omit. There's someone we know who surely needs a Lappy. And if you give it to him, you would really make him happy. Along with any other stuff that you have and might give. Give it all away to Doug, to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug, to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. Donate old glasses if you like, but the prescription might not be right. A used monitor would be a delight. But if you don't have any of that, it's all good. You can always just send him some food. It will come in handy, especially at the end of the month. Just give it all away to Doug, to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug, to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. We'll be right back. Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. To Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. Don't throw it all away. Give it to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. Just give it all away to Doug. To Doug. Give it all away to Doug. Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in Strassman to trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you. Yeah. Bend over, boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man.
Okay, I just discovered that this is not the Ringo-friendly version, which I should have played. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mountain Man, Ringo. I should have played that. That would have been, like, under 2 minutes long. That would have fit, but I didn't. I screwed up. So I guess the only solution now is to pause that and put this on the Modern Beacon thing. So, sorry about that.
The following program is dedicated in memory of Brad Clark.
Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday, September 2nd. It's already September, 2025. And hold on a second. That's a little better. Okay, yeah, we're back. So anyway, what happened this week? Last night, I decided to get, like, oh, this is running. And just said, power off the machine, save the machine state, so to do that. I decided that, like, I Oracle VirtualBox going, so I spun up a Linux Mint virtual machine, but it said that it couldn't do that because AMDV was disabled. So I rebooted the computer. So I tried to figure out like what BIOS setting you had to change, or BIOS UEFI setting. It's essentially as UEFI. It's in a place that usually I look at CPU settings. No, not there. I looked at advanced CPU settings. Wasn't there either. It was just something that you wouldn't think that you would you'd be looking for virtualization settings. But I enabled it and rebooted and was able to run a virtual machine. This is the first time I did that on the new computer. It worked pretty well. What else do I want to say? Oh, yeah, so anyway, I was watching like the Doctor Who Classic Channel, and they showed the creature from the pit, and the creature from the pit. In case you've been living in a broom closet for the last 50 years, the creature from the pit was an alien ambassador who arrives on the planet of Erato to negotiate a trade treaty, in which they had the planet that is Tithonia, and so the Tithonia has an abundance of metals but a shortage of chlorophyll. Erato, on the other hand, has an abundance of chlorophyll, but a shortage of metal. So, basically, he talks to the leader of Erato, who is Lady Adrasta. She doesn't want there to be a trade agreement with this other planet because she would lose the monopoly that she had on metal. So she banishes him to a pit. And he's there for like 15 years. So, the reason why I mentioned this is because like by the end of part 3, the scheme of Lady Adrasta has been revealed that a Lady Adrasta doesn't want there to be a trade agreement with this other planet, and she's been killed. So it looks like all the loose ends have been tied up. Apparently, so Tithonia decided that the imprisonment of their ambassador constitutes an act of war. So they send a neutron star towards Erato. And so there's like this whole additional plot about them trying to save Erato from the neutron star. So I begin to I wonder about this. Did they do this because they wanted to pad it out to an extra episode? And this is becomes like more apparent when you view it in episodic format as opposed to the omnibus format. But I don't know, just a thing. We have an article. Let's see if I can find it here. Any award that should never have started. Also, the disaster of George W. Bush. W. We should just call him like W. So anyway, what do we have for the show this week? We have Media Protects Trans Shooter Restream, End of Summer Show, Songs About Baltimore, This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, and Featured Artist Blue Rodeo Part 5. I think we'll have that like pretty much wrapped up in next week, Part 6. And a tribute to Bobby Whitlock, Part 1. All that and more in this week's The Next Show. So anyway, let me cue the intro here.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number 6 joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number 6.
Well, that's number 6.
Was that 6 last week?
Please play number 6 tonight.
Oh, no, Gene, not number 6!
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was 6.
6 was having problems adjusting to his clone status.
So please don't play number 6 tonight.
Back to 6 for a minute.
Give me a link, number 6. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number 6, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number 6. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
Okay, well, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. You place the O with a 0 for playlists and show archives.
Oh, are you? Get your kicks in, Stephanie. Not in nitrogen anymore.